Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. That's Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with one of my favorite people on the planet, Joe Barker, a futurist extraordinaire, the author of many books on the topic, including Future Edge, including Five Regions of the Future, the man who introduced me to the power and the concepts of paradigms, and really changed my life 20 plus years ago. And Joel's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a long time. We're so grateful for that. JoelBarker.com, right, Joel?
Yep. And by the way, let me reinforce, I am just really pleased with how many people are reading my Paradigm book again and writing me letters saying, yep, my goodness, I didn't know all this stuff.
Yep.
It's actually a perennial idea.
Well, and as folks, as you'll see, if you get my new book, which is coming out later in a few months, there's quite a bit of that about Joel and his influence in the book. So, and Joel, thank you for that.
And even if you hadn't had that in there, Jim, I would say your book, I've had the chance, ladies and gentlemen, to read it in advance. It is a really important book for the 21st century.
Thank you, Joel. I appreciate you saying
You're
that.
Welcome.
Okay, let's talk about graphene. You like graphene, don't you, Joel?
You know what? It's not that I just like it. I love it, and it is nobody, and I mean nobody who studied this stuff 10 years ago had a clue about how incredibly important it is going to be. It is in everything, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if they go to my website and click on my Scoop It section, they can click on the filter graphene. And I think I must have 20 articles now, all on different applications of this stuff.
Tell the audience about the difference between graphene and graphite.
Well, graphite is one of the forms of carbon that you can use. It's actually, you know, what we do with pencils, right?
Right.
Graphene is the single atom thick variant that is extraordinarily strong, extraordinarily electrical conductive, extraordinary. It can act in so many ways. It is. And now what's happened is research done at Michigan, good old Michigan University, way to go technology university, has figured out how to make graphene is flat. Okay, it's one atom thick. So it's two-dimensional for all intents and purposes. But this guy was saying, if I could make it three-dimensional, I might be able to use it as a substitute in some very efficient solar cells.
Mm-hmm.
Solar cells that convert at about...
Where you need structure and conductibility.
Well, kind of. But what you really need is this ability to move electrons efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
And the dilemma with these solar cells, they're 8% conversion, which is right up there where you need them, if they're cheap. And the trouble is, his solar cells use platinum.
That's not cheap.
One of the materials, which is not cheap.
I bought platinum before, folks, if you know what I mean, and I think you do, and it's not cheap.
No. $1,500 an ounce, best case.
Yeah.
So what he had was a very nice design with an impossible material. Turns out, he figured out how to reconfigure graphene so that it replaces and now remember, graphene is carbon. It replaces the platinum, and you lose 0.2% of efficiency, so 7.8%. So all of a sudden, this design becomes viable, commercial. They will now be able to follow up with it and not have any cost influences.
And graphene is less. How does it compare cost wise to platinum?
For the way he uses it, trivial.
Yeah. It's almost a non-economic factor.
Exactly. It is so cheap that it will not.
So think about dropping, folks. Imagine you're in the delivery business, and all of a sudden your fuel bill went away.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And here's the question: now that three-dimensional graphene is kind of a new thing, see, because it has been always perceived as a flat material that we'll use and layer up. This is more like a sponge.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, now that you have 3D graphene, Right. Where else can you use it?
Well, can we tie this into the 3D printing? Could graphene be turned into something you could print out in a 3D printer like you have in one of your examples?
It's going to be really interesting because when you're printing 3D, you're dealing, it's actually a gross level compared to the molecular connections that graphene
right.
has. But, you know, what's happening with 3D printing is it's getting smaller and smaller, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, you know, again, what we're talking about, we're heading into a golden age of materials that is the equivalent to science fiction in the 1950s when they
right.
talked about printing the starship atom by atom.
Right.
But we're not quite there yet. But, geez, we really are starting to think about that. Could we, in fact, go atom by atom?
What I want small business owners to think about is not so much how will I use, you know, would I be buying something like this? Is this going to be a product I'll sell? I want you to think about it more in terms of infrastructure, in terms of utilities and things like that, and how that could create opportunities and disruptions for you.
Yep.
Because, you know, we're down here at the last mile of the marketplace, Joel.
Right.
And that means that we sometimes get the hindmost. And so the opportunity and disruptions present themselves to us differently than they do to 3M and
yeah.
Exxon and people like
right.
that.
Yep.
So we have to, folks, think about this, some of these things that Joel's talking about. It may not present itself in the form of a battery to you, a new kind of battery to you, but it may change the cost structure for one of your competitors or for one of your suppliers. It may create opportunity, but it also might create disruption. And this is what I mean when I talk about being an executive. Executives see these things coming. They're not surprised by them or run over by them. Joel Barker and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassing here. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.